Why will people pay for the privilege of working harder at play than they will work when paid? This paradox reveals a profound truth about human motivation. Consider the deer hunter who drags himself through his workday, yet springs to life for hunting trips, waking at 4 a.m., trudging through freezing blizzards, and paying for the privilege. The difference? Recreation naturally incorporates 5 motivational principles that work typically lacks: clearly defined goals, better scorekeeping, frequent feedback, personal choice, and consistent rules. Charles Kuhnrott's revolutionary insight is that we can transform workplace engagement by applying these same principles to professional settings. When Tiger Woods steps onto the golf course or Serena Williams onto the tennis court, they're not merely fulfilling obligations, they're engaging in activities structured to maximize motivation. Meanwhile, most workplaces have stripped away these motivational elements, creating environments where people feel micromanaged rather than empowered. What if we could close this motivation gap? When employees know exactly what winning looks like, can track their progress in real time, receive immediate feedback, exercise meaningful choice in how they achieve objectives, and operate within consistent rules, work becomes less like drudgery and more like play. This isn't just theory. Organizations from Coca-Cola to Boeing have implemented these principles with remarkable results. Without clearly defined goals, we become trapped in activity rather than focused on results. The engagement seen in sports, where winning is precisely defined, must be replicated in the workplace. Effective goals follow specific criteria. They must be written. Unwritten goals are merely wishes. Personally owned, like Chris Klug, who won an Olympic bronze in snowboarding after a liver transplant because of his deep personal commitment, and positively framed, tracking hits, not strikeouts. Goals must be specific and measurable, answering how much, how many, and by when. Every goal needs both a deadline to create urgency and a statement of benefits that transforms obligations into aspirations. Hockey fans are more passionate than figure skating audiences because they know the score in real time rather than waiting for judges' verdicts. This immediate scorekeeping must become central to business success. While managers can lead by observation, judgment, or measurement, only management by measurement truly works. Effective scorekeeping should be simple and objective, self-administered by players tracking their own progress, comparative to past performance and standards, and dynamic, providing real-time feedback rather than delayed reports. Imagine a football coach giving a quarterback unchangeable plays regardless of game conditions. Absurd, right? Yet businesses often expect employees to perform without ongoing feedback. When performance is measured, it improves, but when measured and reported back, improvement accelerates dramatically. 2 principles govern effective feedback. First, increased frequency improves performance. Monthly is good, weekly better, daily excellent. Second, visual representation on charts multiplies impact, transforming data into useful management knowledge. Timing is crucial. Tennis fans can't tolerate a 90-second delay for shot tracking, yet employees often wait weeks for performance feedback, disconnecting actions from outcomes. Immediate feedback creates a virtuous cycle of improvement through real-time adjustments. Feedback must be specific and actionable. Good job provides little guidance compared to precisely identifying what worked or needs adjustment. Most importantly, feedback should emphasize progress over perfection, highlighting improvement rather than focusing exclusively on performance gaps. When organizations implement these principles, continuous improvement becomes the norm. Employees no longer work in information vacuums, but operate with the real-time awareness that characterizes peak performance in sports. Choice drives America, yet 2/3 of American workers are unhappy with their jobs because their choices are severely limited. People become committed to what they freely choose and need to own their jobs through having choices about goals and methods. Even small choices about workspace and methods give workers ownership without compromising company success. When workers at a modular housing company were given choice about when to finish their work week, they completed the same workload by Wednesday afternoon through unprecedented cooperation. Choice creates ownership. Ownership creates commitment, and commitment creates exceptional performance. Great managers minimize uncertainty by defining clear boundaries. Just as sports require clearly defined rules, businesses need well-defined fields of play. Freedom is greatest when boundaries are clearly defined, just as driving on an icy road is safer with clear visibility than in fog. Effective fields of play include terminal out of bounds, firing offenses, operational out of bounds, correctable violations, and performance out of bounds, below standard. Above the standard are the how area, where coaching helps, and wow area, where exceptional performance earns freedom. The game of work establishes clear boundaries through an out of bounds statement that explicitly defines firing offenses, eliminating unnecessary fear. Only winners are remembered. Whether Super Bowl champions or Olympic gold medalists, people remember who won, not who placed second. Companies seek winners for endorsements because everyone wants to associate with proven performers. Winners share distinctive characteristics. First, they come prepared. NFL games last 60 minutes but require thousands of preparation hours. In business, we must resist constant activity to allow proper preparation, defining results to resources ratios, constructing game plans, and building strategies before execution. Second, winners expect to win. Tiger Woods' opponents knew they weren't safe with leads because his confidence stemmed from proven performance, not unfounded cockiness. Third, winners maintain specific positivity, seeing opportunities rather than problems. Negativism is the mind's cancer. Fourth, winners accept personal responsibility, using I, me, and our language, while losers say they, them, and management. Fifth, winners don't try changing rules. They master them to win within the system. Sixth, winners pay the price willingly, like Eric Heiden, who trained relentlessly for his 5 speed skating gold medals with a smile, not a grimace. Finally, winners set written goals. The top 3% of financially independent Americans distinguish themselves by having specific written plans, transforming dreams into reality. The Game of Work principles have revolutionized organizations across industries by applying recreational motivation to business. A retail lumber company avoided selling property through proper scorekeeping, reducing receivables from 67 to 53 days and inventory from 16.7 to 12 weeks, freeing $250,000 in capital. A communications company broke their profit plateau, jumping from $1.9 to $3.4 million by setting clear targets. The key is measuring what truly matters through your results-to-resources ratio, RRR. A trucking company tracked average miles between breakdowns, immediately identifying problem areas and saving $125,000 annually. A bottling company monitoring cases delivered per gallon of fuel operated profitably during traditionally unprofitable months for the first time. These principles work universally because they tap into fundamental human motivation. The approach is straightforward. Implement scorekeeping, align personal and company goals, define rules clearly, establish meaningful metrics, and provide daily performance feedback. When players help develop their scorekeeping system, they take ownership. Work doesn't have to feel like work. By applying these 5 principles, clear goals, effective scorekeeping, frequent feedback, meaningful choice, and consistent rules, we can transform any workplace into an arena where people bring their recreational enthusiasm to work.